Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
The Holy Spirit can give you supernatural revelation. You know, my personal testimony is that when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and when I started speaking in tongues, I was still in the Baptist church, and God was showing me things contrary to what the Baptists teach about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, but even more about being righteous and God not dealing with us based on our performance, but it was based on grace. And I was getting little bits and pieces of this, but man, it was so radically different than what I'd heard that I just could not embrace it. I wanted to embrace it, but I couldn't put it together. And when Jamie and I first got married, I would sit down. What I would typically do is sit down in the morning, and I had a legal pad of paper, and a guy recently came up to me that I had given this to, and he showed it to me, and I saw this four or five years ago or something like that. Maybe it's been 10 years when Joseph died. How long has it been? Anyway, it's been a long time. But anyway, he brought this paper up to me. I'd given it to him. And I had written down just the scripture references of scriptures that I knew had something powerful to say to me, but I just could not seem to get it. And I had just written the references down, not one on a line, but just solid all the way across this. There was probably 1,000 or 2,000 scripture references front and back on 3 pages of legal paper. And then what I would do, I'd written down these references, and I would get up every morning and I would sit down and I would start writing those references out longhand. That's before we had computers. This is back, what? Long time ago. We got married in 72, so this is probably 73 or 74. And I would just write those scripture references out word for word. And the reason I'd do that is because as I wrote it, I'd have to slow down and think about every word as I wrote it. And I would spend 15 hours a day for 6 months or 7 months just writing out 1,000 scriptures every day and going back over and saying, God, what does this mean? How can I be righteous? How can you not impute sin unto me? How is it that I am justified just as if I've never sinned? How is it that as Jesus is, so am I in this world? And I would write these scriptures out and just pray about it. And then, you know what I'd do after I'd done that for 12, 15 hours a day? We were living in a little apartment in Dallas, Texas, and we had one closet, and I would go and move the shoes to the side. And so that Jamie wouldn't have to leave the apartment, I'd physically get in that closet and close the door and sit down and pray in tongues for 1 to 2 or 3 hours and say, God, give me revelation. Show me what this means. Believing that when you're praying in tongues, you're praying the hidden wisdom of God, that you're speaking the mysteries of God. And I'd pray and then say, oh God, help me to interpret. What do these mean? What am I saying? I know that my spirit understands this, but my mind doesn't understand it. And I did that nearly every day for 6 months or 7 months. And then this is back during our poverty days. I didn't understand prosperity, and we actually lost the place where we were living and had to move back in with my mother. And over the summer, we were living with my mother, married, and I wasn't able to make it, move back in with my mother, and I continued to pray. And I mean, it's like, boom, somebody turned a light on, and in 1 week's time, God put all of these different things that I'd seen together, and I began to understand how it fit. I got revelation. I mean, in 1 week's time, my whole life changed. Basically, everything I'm teaching today, I got about 1973 in 1 week's time. I got the outline of it. Now I'm filling in the details. I've got better ways of explaining it and understanding it. But I got this message, what would that be, nearly 30 years ago, 27 years ago or something. I got this message through taking scriptures, studying them, praying in tongues, asking God for wisdom, and then boom, in 1 week's time, God just supernaturally imparted it unto me. It came through the Spirit, not through my brain. And it has changed people's lives. I'm seeing people's lives changed by the freedom and the liberty of understanding the gospel versus religion, the way it's been preached. And you know how it came? By praying in tongues, studying the Word. It wasn't only praying in tongues, it was studying the Word. It's using my brain, but at the same time praying in tongues and believing that as you speak in tongues, you're speaking the hidden wisdom of God and asking God for interpretation. So if all of these things be true, and if this is what the Apostle Paul did, based on, this is the same letter to the same group of people. This isn't a disjointed thought. You've got to remember that men are the ones that put the chapter and verse divisions in the Bible for reference, and it's okay, we use it to help show exactly which sentence we're wanting to refer to. But you can't think that it's a separate thought. This is the same letter to the same people. And in the same letter where he says, I'm speaking the hidden wisdom of God, he told them that when you are praying in tongues, you are speaking mysteries in the Spirit. It's your spirit that's praying, the part of you that has the mind of Christ. If you put all of this together, this was the same letter. It's the Apostle Paul telling you how it was that he understood this. How it is that Paul knew Jesus better than the people who had physically lived with him for 3.5 years. How do you come to know God that way? How do you understand the things of God? One of the ways is that you pray in tongues. You pray in the Spirit and you ask God to interpret that tongue to you and it give you understanding. And by the Spirit, these things are revealed to you. I hadn't seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them. You can't get it by your brain, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. If we would flow in the Spirit, if we would pray in tongues and welcome the Holy Spirit to instruct us, you could have supernatural understanding. You do not have to go around saying, well, I'm only human. I just don't understand things. I'm not only human. One-third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. One-third of me has the mind of Christ. One-third of me has an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things, and all I got to do is draw it out. There's no reason you have to go through life just saying, well, we just can't know the things of God, and we just have to stumble through. No, God gave you the Holy Spirit, and He will show you things to come. John chapter 16, verse 13, that's one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit, is to show you things in advance. He will explain Scripture to you. You know, I'm not against different translations. I use some different translations and look at them. But I have so many people say, oh, that King James is so hard to understand. Well, you know what? If you get a translation that makes it so you don't have to use your heart and pray and have God reveal truth to you, then I can guarantee you it has watered down and diluted the truth to the point that it's only reaching your brain and not your heart. The Word of God, for God to write His thoughts down and you're supposed to be able to just totally understand it by just a very casual look at the Scripture, you're missing God. For you to think that you can figure God out with your little peanut brain, you're missing something. Man, the Bible isn't hard if you take it and pray and say, God, what does this mean? It's not hard for me to take thee and mean that that means you. I mean, that's not a major stretch. I'm not against other translations. You can use whatever, but I'm saying some people are trying to reduce the word so that you don't have to use your heart. You don't have to trust God to get an interpretation. You're just wanting it totally explained to you. And anybody who totally explains it, every scripture has multi-levels to it. You can never mine the depths of one single scripture. I'm still studying scriptures that I've been studying for 41 years and getting brand new things out of them that I've never seen before. It's like a mine. You never tap all of the reserves. There is more in the Word of God than anybody could ever get out. And if you get it so that it's just so totally clear, I can guarantee you they have taken a surface knowledge of the Word and they have diluted it. And so, if that be true, well then you know what? It really doesn't matter about whether it's thee or thou, and music is spelled M-U-S-I-C-K instead of M-U-S-I-C. It's not that hard. If you'll pray about it, the Holy Ghost can explain things to you and you can get a revelation of the Word of God. But it's not written to your head, it's written to your heart. And we've got to start using our heart. We've got to start depending on the Holy Spirit and believing that one of the primary functions of the Holy Spirit, John 14:26, when the Holy Spirit, when the Comforter, that is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, when He has come, He will teach you all things and lead you into all truth and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have spoken unto you. Man, that is powerful. You can't read the Bible without the Holy Spirit and get what the Bible has to say. The Holy Spirit is the author. If you have the author on the inside of you, all you got to do is ask and be patient and be focused enough to listen, and He will explain the Word to you. Man, that is powerful. I don't know if you understand how powerful that is, but the average person depends on somebody else to tell them what the Word of God has to say. That's not the way that God intended it. Matter of fact, a passage of Scripture over in Hebrews chapter 8 that often people misinterpret, it talks about that in this new covenant, you will not tell your neighbor and your brother, know the Lord, for they will all know me from the least unto the greatest. And people interpret that as talking about that every Jew is going to be born again. Because in the previous verses, it was talking about a promise made to the Israelites. And people interpret that every Jew is going to be born again. But if you take it and read it, it's a covenant about the new covenant that He's going to put a new heart and a new spirit within you. And this is the covenant that I will make with them. I will be merciful to their sins and iniquities and I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and iniquities. I'll remember no more. He was talking about the covenant that you and I live under. And when He says that you will not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they will all know me. This isn't saying that all of any group of people are going to be saved. It's talking about all believers, all people who put faith in the Lord are going to know God personally.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Again today, I would like to encourage any of you who have not yet become partners with us to join up and become partners. You know, there's about 1% of the people who actually receive from these programs who ever write in and help us financially. And I'm not complaining about this. I'm just saying that it ought to be much greater. It really should be. You know, I believe that these truths need to get out to everybody in the world, but I can't do it by myself. I'm willing to make the programs. I'm willing to do all of the work, but we need people to help us. How can they preach except they be sent? I'm asking you to send me. I'm asking you to pray about it and then call and become a monthly partner with us today.